gentlemen, it is Thursday, April 21st, 2022, and there is no turning back as we head into the weekend. Full honesty, I'm not going to post this episode until Friday because we do have a new episode of After Dark tonight, but I wanted to get something out because I know it's been a little while since I've done this. The reason why is because I do lead a very busy life. I have a 9-to-5 that is very demanding. I also work with Cape Championship Wrestling, obviously, and I sometimes try to squeak out enough time to spend with friends and play Xbox or something like that, so I don't have all the time in the world. But I do love doing this. This is probably one of my favorite shows to do on the Podzilla 1985 network, because this gives me a chance to speak my mind about a number of issues that maybe the rest of the cast don't want to talk about, or we don't want to spend a ton of time talking about, because Podzilla 1985 is at its heart an entertainment podcast. We don't dive into news very often anymore. So this show is kind of for that. Now, that's not to say we don't cover news on the regular shows. Occasionally we do say some important things, but for the most part, it is a comedy, it is entertainment, it's waka waka, you know, that kind of stuff. But this show, we talk about issues, we talk about things that are important to me or things that I just want to talk about. So that's what we're doing this week. Welcome to the show. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight, as I am, well, literally every show at this point other than PZ85 Plays. Since Jesse stopped doing Nerd Up or Nerd Trivia or Hype Nerd or whatever it was called. One of those shows he did. It's pretty much just down to me and Hunter at this point. Hopefully Jesse will take the reins and do some more shows at some point, because, man, are you as sick of hearing my voice as I am? I obviously can't hear you because that's not how the internet podcasting world works, when you record something and then post it later. But I'm assuming you agreed with me there. Let's start the show off by talking about something that I wanted to talk about weeks ago, but unfortunately never got the chance to due to the real life tragedy of our dear friend Hunter's beloved pet, Parker, who was kind of the mascot for Podzilla 1985, other than Godzilla. The difference being that if we posted pictures of Parker, we didn't get threats from Toho, whoever owns Godzilla. You know, they've threatened us once or twice. Apparently they don't like Godzilla being used on our podcast, but whatever. I grew up with Godzilla, so therefore, clearly, I have just as much of a right to him as you do. Well, Parker passed away a couple of weeks ago, unexpectedly, and we took a small break right during the window of when I wanted to talk about this. I did record an episode of this show that you'll never hear because it was just me crying and complaining for 30 minutes about the loss of life and love and friends, or the love of friends, and just the shakiness that is mortality and just my personal experience is losing my parents, et cetera, et cetera. It's stuff that, you know, in the moment it felt like it was a good idea, because I do like to share my life with my listeners, which is probably a bad idea. And in the past it has been a very bad idea, but something like that I felt was pretty safe. But the problem was, I didn't want that out there. I didn't want you guys to have a show where it's just me in a shaky voice talking about loss for 30 minutes and how you should love each other and treat each day like it's your last. This is not something that you know, haven't already heard before. You know this story. But what I wanted to talk about, and I unfortunately didn't get to, and by this point is pretty pointless, but I'm going to talk about it anyway for just a second. And that is Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. Yeah, I know you've heard about this a million times now, and you're probably like, that's old news. It is old news, but I didn't get to talk about it, and I want to talk about it. So what had happened, if you do live under a rock, in case you're not sure of what I'm talking about, how could you? If you're clearly listening to a podcast, you have some kind of internet capabilities. At the Oscars, Chris Rock made a joke about Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith. And what came from that is the slap heard around the world. The most iconic slap since Linda McMahon slapped her husband. Will Smith marched down to Chris Rock on the stage, slapped him, gave him a slap, then walked back and screamed obscenities at him. And we dissected this in the moment. Like, we were playing, I believe we were playing Xbox at the time. Somebody put it in the group chat, that world famous group chat, that Will Smith had slapped Chris Rock. Nobody knew what the hell he was talking about, so we all started researching it, and we saw it. And in that moment, we started dissecting everything that had happened. Like, I mean, this became a hot topic among the cast of Podzilla 1985. The ones that cared. Lindsay and Shelby were not included on that, because they did not care. But the rest of us, me and Kaz, and Hunter, and Jesse, and Tanner, I mean, we dove into this thing. Asa, and, well, Dalton wasn't invited. But if he hadn't been invited, I'm sure he would have also liked to talk about it. Will Smith walking down, and if you watch the video, first off, you see that, the joke is bad. All right, the joke is a bad joke. It was a G.I. Jane joke about Jada Pinkett Smith's hair. She, you know, famously has a condition that causes hair loss, so she took it a little personally. Will Smith, in the beginning, is seen laughing about the whole thing, until he marches down and slaps Chris Rock, and then when he goes back up to his seat, he, you know, yells, "Keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth." And he says that twice. That's when I knew that it wasn't, you know, in the wrestling business, we call stuff like that a work. A work is when you're working the audience. It's when you are tricking them into thinking something's real when it's not. So I thought this was a work until he started yelling, "Keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth." Because anybody that knows television and you know the broadcasting rules is you can't, them's words you can't say on TV. So there's no way that the Oscars would have arranged for something like that, knowing the cost that they would, you know, receive or incur the price. So it was very clearly a in the moment emotional thing. And whether you want to debate whether or not Will Smith did it for his wife, because like I said, you can see him laughing at first before it pans over to her and she looks very unhappy. Then he goes down, slaps Chris Rock, and starts yelling obscenities. You can debate all you want about whether or not, or how much of a role she played in it. And I'm not even going to talk about all the accusations of abuse or that, you know, what her and her husband go through. I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about the thing that happened in general. Him slapping Chris Rock, you've probably heard this said, this isn't a hot take. It sets a dangerous precedent for comedians and anyone that uses free speech, but especially anybody in the entertainment industry or the news industry for that matter. Anytime someone says something that you are not a fan of and your retaliation is to walk up to him and use violence, is to hit him or her or whoever, that is a dangerous precedent for not just people like Chris Rock, but for people like myself even, because I'm sure there are lots of opinions that I say on this show and others that some people out there are not going to appreciate. And if they wanted to, they could attack me for it physically. There was an incident that happened, I believe, in 2017 with a man named Richard Spencer. He was a neo-Nazi. He was, you know, scum of the earth. I'm not defending him, but a guy sucker punched him. And the internet just rallied around it, and they were like cheering. Oh yeah, punching Nazis in the face is great. And like, yeah, I got no love for Nazis, clearly. But the idea that you could just use violence and punch somebody because you disagree with what they're saying, that is a dangerous precedent. Because yeah, when it's objectively right, like a Nazi is objectively wrong, clearly. But you don't want to set up that precedent that, regardless of who it is, when you disagree with someone, you punch them in the face, you attack them, you slap them for making a bad joke about your wife. Like, words should never be met with violence. It's just, it's dangerous. And it creates a dangerous atmosphere for anybody that uses free speech. I think that Chris Rock's joke was inherently bad. Like I said, it was a bad joke. And he said that he didn't know she suffered from this condition. But regardless of that, even if he did know, even if he knew and he was poking fun at it, that's what a comedian's job is. That's what an entertainer's job is. And you can choose not to listen to it. Will Smith could have retaliated later on and spoken up against it. You didn't have to use violence. It was an in the moment, whether it was an emotional reaction that Will Smith just came to him, or his he was influenced by his wife. Either way, it was absolutely wrong. It was stunningly wrong. And even though I don't agree with the entire fallout that's happened since then, you know, they banned Will Smith for 10 years from attending the Oscars. He could still win, but he can't attend the Oscars. He later resigned from the Academy. But in that moment, and that's too much, by the way. That's what I'm saying. That's too much. I don't think he should have been banned for 10 years. I think that is a very, I don't know, that it seems like a pointless gesture. Because who the hell wants to go to those ceremonies anyway? Most of the people that go to it say they don't want to go to it. And I think 10 years is a little harsh for one slap. But and maybe I'm being a hypocrite because I'm saying how wrong it is. But the more infuriating part was that Will Smith was allowed to stay there after he had physically attacked Chris Rock. Not only was he allowed to stay there, but he did win for his performance in King Richard. And he was allowed to give a speech, this long, emotional speech where he talked about wanting to be, you know, the symbol of love and peace or whatever. And it was just incredibly tone deaf and hypocritical and it just weird, man. Strange. He should have been kicked out immediately. And whether or not Chris Rock wanted to file charges against him or not, which he, you know, he clearly didn't, Will Smith should have been, I don't know, arrested, at least detained. I mean, he physically attacked a guy live on stage in front of cameras, in front of a huge audience. This is an open and shut case if you wanted to take it that far. But at the very least, the dude should not have been allowed to stay and receive his award and give this speech and then get a standing ovation by the Hollywood elite that already has this horrible reputation and they're so outspoken on how bad violence is and all this stuff. And they're literally standing up and applauding a man that just attacked another man for making a joke. How insane is that? That's horrible. I mean, so much of Hollywood is liberal minded. Because that is the popular, you know, thing to be in, especially in terms of social awareness of social justice. The liberal mindset is the place to be. And so many of these people who are liberally minded are applauding Will Smith for attacking. Well, they're not applauding him for attacking Chris Rock, but they're applauding him despite the fact that he just attacked Chris Rock, a comedian, for making a joke. It's shameful. It's shameful, and like I said, it creates a dangerous precedent where people like Chris Rock or any other comedian or a newscaster or a podcast host can say something that you don't like and you can attack them for it. And, you know, not everybody will get the treatment that Will Smith got because you are not Will Smith. You will probably be arrested and have the book thrown at you. Will Smith will not, obviously, because he's a famous actor. And I liked Wild Wild West. I don't care what anyone says. I saw that movie like 3 times in theaters. It was one of my favorites. You will probably not get the same treatment as him, but it doesn't matter. It shouldn't be a thing. I can't tell you how many times people like Jordan Klepper, I think that's his name, when I see him going into magazines and in right-wing conspiracy areas and talking to these people who are so against him and against what he stands for, or even at this point with the dangerous atmosphere that Donald Trump created of any newscaster that wasn't Newsmax or One News Nation or whatever the hell they're called, or Fox News, where Donald Trump was pointing them out to his audiences. I was always afraid that they were going to get attacked just for covering the news. God damn, how crazy is that? I'm not the biggest fan of mainstream media, obviously. That's why I work here on my own, talking about what I want to talk about. I did work for news publications. I did have options to work in mainstream media, and I chose not to because I didn't want to be, you know, I didn't want to have any agenda thrust upon me, and I didn't want to report an agenda that I didn't agree with. But even so, I respect what a lot of these, you know, reporters do, going out there and getting these stories and trying to report the news, and the fear that I had that they were going to be attacked just because of who they were by these people who have been basically told that it's okay to attack people that you don't agree with. And, you know, he said the media was the enemy of the people, which is absolutely not true. The media's job, when they do it right, is to hold people accountable so you see what is happening in the world. And it's dangerous. Absolutely fucking dangerous to tell anybody that if you disagree with what someone is saying, or you disagree with their policy, or you disagree with anything that they do short of attacking you or putting you in harm's way, that the right retaliation is violence. That is insane. Will Smith should be ashamed of himself. Well, whether he is or not, I don't know. I don't know Will Smith. I've never met the man. I probably never will. He apologized. Whether or not his apology was sincere or he's just in damage control mode, I don't know. But he should be ashamed of himself. And anyone that celebrates violence as an answer to disagreement or as an answer to a punchline, you should be ashamed of yourself too. Violence isn't the answer. And living in the society that we live in, I think now more importantly than ever, we need to reestablish the fact that there can be, you know, civil discourse, that you can talk, you can disagree, you can fight words with words. You don't fight words with violence. That's what I'm saying. Because I don't want to go out there tomorrow and someone walk up to me that listens to the show and punch me in the face or slap me because they didn't like the joke I made about Donald Trump, or they don't like a joke I made about, who was it? Just a couple of weeks ago, we had somebody that listened to the show call us garbage people because we were making fun of Dennis Miller, I think. You know, I don't want this dude to come up to me on the street and like hit me because I made fun of Dennis fucking Miller. It's a terrible precedent. Speaking of terrible precedents, we're going to move past that. Moving past that now. Speaking of terrible precedents, I was unaware this was a thing until a couple days ago. And now I don't know where I stand on this. Have you heard of the Twitter? Is it Twitter or TikTok? What is it? I don't know. Let me look this up real quick. I got it right over here. It is Twitter. It's a Twitter account called Libs of TikTok. Now, you know me. You should know me by at this point. I am all about free speech. I love free speech. I celebrate it. I use it all the time, clearly, with this podcast. But I think that there is a level that you get to where it becomes dangerous, especially with what, you know, in this, again, climate, this political climate that we have ever since, you know, for the longest time, but especially since Donald Trump came to prominence politically. Well, there is a Twitter account called Libs of TikTok, which at its core was run by an anonymous person who would post, typically would repost TikTok videos from educators who identified as members of the LGBTQ plus community. It had a primary focus, a particular focus on videos by those individuals, especially ones that, you know, had ultra liberal views. I mean, obviously it's called Libs of TikTok. So what they would do is this account would name these teachers, would name their places of work. They would accuse them of trying to groom children. They would call for them to be fired. They would basically sick the dogs on people that they disagreed with. They would provide this information and let the internet do what the internet does best, which is torment and traumatize and judge anybody that they think is wrong. Well, this anonymous account, which went on for I don't know how long, and amassed a huge following. I mean, fucking Joe Rogan, which is the king of podcaster. I think he's also a fucking garbage person. And if you listen to Joe Rogan, I'm sorry, but he's a fucking garbage person. Joe Rogan talked about it, said it was the best thing going online right now, and it was hilarious. It's not hilarious. First off, it's not hilarious to provide people's personal information out there and to attack them and get them fired because you disagree with their views. That's not hilarious. But this thing racked up this huge following. Well, this anonymous source suddenly became less anonymous when the paper trail started to add up. People started to put things together, and then there was a journalist who posted an expose, well, exposing the creator of Libs of TikTok as a realtor out of Brooklyn named, and I'm going to butcher the name, but I don't fucking care, Chaya Reichick, possibly. And this person, you know, said that they backtraced it. Consequences were never the same at that point. They found out that they had bragged about being at the January 6th Capitol riot, the insurrection, which was, depending on who you ask, either one of the biggest treasonous events in American history, or it looked like a basic tour if no one had told you that it wasn't awful. Well, this person has now been exposed, and the debate has come online now of, you know, what is the price of anonymity? there's tough questions about whether or not we have the right to stay anonymous and talk about the things we want to talk about. And in this particular case, like in some ways, yes, I do agree with that. Being anonymous can be important, but I think the internet has created this culture where, because you don't have to put your name on anything, you're allowed to say whatever awful thing you want to with no repercussions. I saw it early on when I was a youth and I was playing video games, you know, especially when the MMORPG genre became big. I didn't really get into the online shooters as much, so I wasn't aware of how toxic that community was. But playing games like Ultima Online and EverQuest and later World of Warcraft and stuff like that, you know, you would see these people who hid behind their avatars and would say the worst shit possible, and you had no idea who they were. And you know people don't want to be exposed for it, because when Blizzard tried to change it to where your usernames was your actual name, people rebelled so hard against it, they abandoned it. And I get why. You shouldn't have your personal name put out there. But at the same time, I don't think it's right that anyone should be able to hide behind this shield of anonymity when they're saying these awful things. And that's how I feel about this person that runs this Libs of TikTok thing. If you are going to put other people's personal information out there, if you're going to expose innocent people who you disagree with and get them fired and get them in trouble and get them harassed and shit like that, you have no right to then cry about the fact that you have been exposed. You are hiding like a coward while you expose these people you disagree with and ruin their lives. And now you're afraid because someone found out who you are that your life is going to be ruined. How insane does that sound? And I can't believe this is even a debate. I can't believe we are actually, the people online right now are debating whether or not it was the right call to do this. It was absolutely the right call. There are so many people on the right now that are talking about how awful this is and how this sets a dangerous precedent, how this is, you know, this is going to ruin this person's life, and oh my God, you know, the left wants destruction, etc., etc. And they had no problem with this person posting everyone else's personal information, but now that she has been exposed, suddenly it's a bad thing. It's this kind of hypocrisy that has made me so very sad to even follow or report the news these days, because in so many aspects of what we see, it's just lies, and it's such blatant bullshit that I can't believe we allow it. I can't believe that we've normalized it. I was watching Morning Joe today, one of my favorite shows to catch news from. I try to take news from everywhere. I read Fox, I read MSNBC, CNN. I search out every news source I can because I want to see what everybody's angles are on this. But I was watching Morning Joe this morning, and they were talking about Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy and how publicly, you know, Kevin McCarthy, especially right after this January 6th riots, Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell both heavily condemned Donald Trump, said he was responsible for it, that he needed to be punished for it. Well, then obviously they didn't vote to impeach him, even though Mitch McConnell was said to have said behind closed doors, if this isn't an impeachable offense, I don't know what is. Publicly, they trounced Trump in the immediate aftermath of January 6th. But as it kind of cooled off, even though McConnell never went back on Trump's side, he never did, Kevin McCarthy very much did. And both of them now say that they would support Donald Trump and vote for him again if he becomes, you know, the Republican nominee in 2024, which is absolutely ridiculous. It shows that these people have no moral compass. And it's not like people on the left are much better. When it comes to politics, there's barely a moral compass left. But I feel like at least the left hides it a little bit better, just a little bit, if that. But with the right, and especially with Trump and his insane followers, his legitimate psychopaths that follow him and preach his word, the hypocrisy of what they say in public versus what they say behind closed doors is shocking. It would be shocking, but I'm not that shocked at this point, honestly. Kevin McCarthy said behind closed doors that he was going to ask Trump to resign. They wanted Trump out, but then publicly, because they need Donald Trump, because he still has such a sway over the Republican Party, they are so buddy-buddy with him. And it's those kind of people that are coming out in support and defending the Libs of TikTok Twitter page. And this person, this Chaya person that has been exposed, who has spent a long time and successfully exposing innocent people for their beliefs and their views. Well, I have always said on this show, we don't have usernames. I don't hide behind profiles. You know who I am. A lot of you know who I am. You know what I stand for. I think that if you're going to report the news, especially in a case like this, you should be upfront about who you are. You should not be able to hide behind a mask. You should not hide behind a wall of anonymity. There are some cases where reporting the news can be dangerous. And in cases like that, I think being protected is important. You have sources. As a journalist, I've had sources. And you don't want to name your sources because you don't want to get them in trouble. But there's a difference between exposing stories and exposing corruption. That having to keep your sources private is important. There's a difference between that and exposing people you disagree with. Innocent people who have nothing to do with you, who have nothing to do with your life, that you decide that you not only want to put them on blast because you disagree with them, but also because you're pocketing a lot of money. Don't get it twisted. She's making quite a bit of bank off of this hatred and bigotry that she is showing. A lot of journalists, what they do is not for profit. Journalists, for the most part, operate under the mandate or under the belief that they want to expose the truth. I got into journalism because I wanted to talk about the facts. I wanted to talk about the issues that were happening in the world. I knew I was never going to be rich doing this. I'm never going to be rich doing Podzilla 1985. I'm never going to make a living doing Podzilla 1985. And it doesn't matter how many times Tanner or Jesse try to convince me to take on sponsors and to, you know, try to monetize this show. It's never going to happen, and I'm never going to get rich off of it. People like this are absolutely exploiting not only these people that they're exposing, but they're exploiting the people that follow them. And the people that follow them are just having a good old laugh. They think it's funny when people's lives get ruined. I don't think it's funny. And I think if you think it's funny, you're kind of an asshole. I'm not laughing at the fact that this person got exposed for running this libs of TikTok. I just think it's kind of, I don't know, justice. Poetic justice. It's just, if you are going to expose other people and ruin their lives, you cannot be surprised. You cannot be offended when you yourself are exposed. And I don't know. I think that's also a dangerous precedent that we would allow anyone to hide behind anonymity when they're ruining other people's lives. Maybe I'm wrong. What do you think? I want to know what you think. You know how to get a hold of me. I'm on Twitter, sort of. At the Potato Kid 85. Don't ask. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. Good luck catching me on either of those. But if you want to, reach out to me. Let me know what your thoughts are on this, because I am curious. Maybe I'm wrong. Am I wrong? I want you to tell me your opinion. Do you think that people should have the right to keep their identity a secret and get away with whatever it is they want to get away with because we have the right to be secret? Or do you think that if you're exposing people, if you're ruining lives, you have no right to complain about it when the tables are turned on you? Let me know what you think. I also want to know what you think about Chris Rock and Will Smith. I think it's, most people, it's pretty cut and dry on that first story. But again, maybe I'm wrong. And let me know. We're going to cut it off here. We're going to be back, technically, since this is already posted, you already know that we did After Dark last night. But we'll be back next week with all new episodes. Should be a lot of fun. Until then, my friends, be safe out there. Take care of yourselves. I will see you next week. And to steal Hunter's punchline, or his catchphrase? Sure. I never thought he was going to come back to the show, so I thought I could steal it and get away with it. But he's back. He's using it. I'll use it too. Until next week, I will see you then. Later.